There, everybody. It's 1 minute after 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, and that means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm with you once again. I missed last week. I hope you weren't disappointed, but I'm here now. So let's do this. In this episode of Tawny the Brave, I'm going to play a whole schwack, more or less, of my favorite title tracks. Think of the title track to an album. Think of what your favorite one. Maybe that's one I'll play. Who knows? There's a lot of them, but not that many. So this is going to be kind of fun. We're going to start off in this set with Blondie, a title track for them. Which could it be? We're also going to hear from The Damned. And we're going to start things off with Joe Jackson. This is the title track to his third album,
Beat Crazy,
on Tawny the Brave, live, no less.
Okay, we're gonna go back to volume 3.
Through the hole in
Blondie from their fourth album. That was the title track. Because the theme of Tawny the Brave this week is title tracks. Of course, like I always do, I brought a little more than what I'll have time for. But I'm just looking down the list of what I've got here, and there's no cuts. Like, I might have to do this next week. I'm not sure. There's not that many title tracks. I'm not literally sure if there's enough to fill two shows, at least not ones that I want to play. But we shall see. Yes, we heard the title track from Eat to the Beat, Blondie's fourth album. We heard the title track from The Damned's Machine Gun Etiquette. I think that might be the only title track. No, it's not the only title track they have. Anything comes to mind. And Joe Jackson with Beat Crazy. He's got a bunch to choose from, but I've always loved Beat Crazy. Plus, Beat Crazy features some incredible bass playing and great vocalizing from Graham Mabey, and the drumming. The drumming on that live version, and I confess I'm not positive if it was Gary Sanford, who was the drummer on the original, or the original Joe Jackson Band drummer, let's put it that way. But the drumming was just incredible. It was excellent. That was a super great performance of Beat Crazy. And always been one of my favorite Joe Jackson songs. Top 20 anyways. I can't pick a favorite. You know, when I was putting this together and trying to come up with, you know, looking at various bands and trying to pick a title track that I would want to play, at least a couple of my favorite bands, they just don't have any. Talking Heads, they have no title tracks. None of their albums, you know, Little Creatures, Remain in Light, Fear of Music, etc., etc., those aren't songs. There's no songs called that. Same with XTC. They have no title tracks. Yes, I could have taken a little dip into Dukes of Stratosphere territory and played 25 O'Clock, but I didn't. So that's how that went. The Cure have plenty, though. And we're going to hear from them. Well, not plenty, but they have several, however many several is. And we're going to play the title track from their first album in this set. The first album, by the way, was released in the UK under one title, and then the first release in the US was under another title. Both of them have title tracks. So I'm going to go with the UK edition. We're also in this set going to hear from Blur, and we're going to start things off with Adam and the Ants. Their second album came out in 1980. This is the title track to Kings of the Wild Frontier on Tawny the Brave.
A new raw family, a wild nobility. We are the family. A new raw family, a wild nobility. We are the family. A new raw family, a wild nobility. We are the family.
Wow. confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as... A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as... John's got Brewer's Group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise.
All the people, so many people, they all go hand in hand, hand in hand for their gut life.
You know what I mean?
I get up when I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
Yeah. shoulder, no one's there. Whispers in the silence, pressing close behind me, pressing close behind. Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me?
The Cure there with the title track to their first album, at least their first release in the UK, Three Imaginary Boys. Yes, I could have played Boys Don't Cry because that was the title of the first release in the US, but I didn't. I hope you enjoyed that. Before that was Blur, the title track from their third album, Park Life. Haven't listened to that in a little while. Haven't listened to that whole album in a while. Kind of makes me want to hear the whole album. That's fun. What a fun song. And what's his face from Quadrophenia? Doing the vocalizing. Phil Daniels? I think that's it. And off the top was Adam and the Ants with Kings of the Wild Frontier. Definitely one of my favorite Adam and the Ants songs. And what a great band, combining the Burundi. And I know that Bow Wow Wow kind of did the same sort of thing too, but that's a good thing too. Combining the Burundi drumming with the Spaghetti Western guitar, awesome. It's a good thing there was more than one band doing that, because it's so cool. It was bigger than one band. So there you go. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg at 6:26 Central Standard Time. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're doing nothing but title tracks today on Tawny the Brave. There might be some carryover into next week. I haven't really decided if there's enough title tracks to make it worth my while. At least title tracks that I want to play on this radio show. But this next set, it's kind of weird. I got three title tracks lined up for you, none of which appeared on their namesake albums. There's a lot of examples of this occurring. By the way, it's kind of a funny little, anomaly, aberration. I don't know what it is. But I guess you could argue that Yellow Submarine actually appeared on a different album, although it did appear on the Yellow Submarine album. PJ Harvey's song Dry is on the subsequent album, Rid of Me. Gomez's Bring It On appears not on their album Bring It On, but on the following album. Smashing Pumpkins' Siamese Dream, it didn't actually appear on another album. It just came out as a B-side. It didn't appear on the album of the same name. And there's a bunch of other examples where that occurs. But I've got three examples here for you in this set, including Queen. Yeah, I'm playing some Queen on the show again. Their song Sheer Heart Attack appeared on, what was it, their fifth, sixth, seventh album, News of the World. But in fact, their third album was titled Sheer Heart Attack. So, and it's one of the most raging Queen songs there are, so be sure to enjoy that responsibly. We're also going to hear from The Doors. Waiting for the Sun was the title of their, I believe, third album, but appeared on the album, the song appeared on the album Morrison Hotel. And up first, this is kind of a curious little crossover, I guess. We're going to hear from Pete Townsend. Now, The Who put out their album Face Dances in, what, 81? 80 or 81, something like that? 80, I think it was. I'm not looking it up. But there's a song called Face Dances, or more accurately, it's called Face Dances Part 2, and it appears on Pete Townsend's solo album, All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. And it's one of my favorite Pete Townsend solo songs. So we're going to listen to it. So we're starting this set off with Pete Townsend. This is Face Dances Part 2 on Tawny the Brave.
Hey.
That's it. That's how it ends. That's Queen with Sheer Heart Attack. The title track to their third album, but the song, and it was written for that third album, but it was either not finished or simply not included. It later appeared on their sixth album, News of the World. That's a Roger Taylor song. He was their drummer. And except for a little guitar help, and I mean a little bit, everything on there is Roger Taylor. He plays bass. It's one of the only Queen songs that John Deacon doesn't play bass on. And the main guitar, just the chunga chunga main riffage, is Roger Taylor. The vocals are Roger Taylor. And some awesome drumming, as always. This a song characterized as punk rock. I've just read that now, and I know I've read it before. I'm not sure that it's exactly punk rock, but then again, what exactly is punk rock? So sure, why not? It's Queen's punk rock song. Before that was The Doors' song Waiting for the Sun, which didn't appear on the album of the same name. And Pete Townsend off the top with Face Dances Part 2, which came out on All the Best Cowboys' solo album, and it came out well after The Who's own album, Face Dances. So that's three songs where they're title tracks but didn't actually appear on their album of that name. That's just a little bit of music geekery for you. Thanks for indulging me. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM, where music geekery is my middle name. In this next set, we're going to hear from the Hoodoo Gurus. We're also going to hear from Echo and the Bunnymen. They have a bunch to choose from, title tracks, that is. And we're going to go with their debut album. And Lou Reed. Lou Reed has several title tracks where the album title was taken from one of the songs or something like that. So we're going to start off with Lou Reed. This is one of my favorite Lou Reed albums. Top three, I would say. And one of the heaviest songs that he ever did. This is Lou Reed and The Blue Mask on Tawny the Brave.
Kill. I'm a man without a will. Watch the razor in the rain.
And we're back. That was the Hooter Gurus with the title track from their second album, Mars Needs Guitars. The title only appears in that song in the really low, echoey background vocals right in the last 15 seconds of that song. But there you have it. Mars Needs Guitars. Before that, the title track to Echo and the Bunnymen's debut album, Crocodiles. And Lou Reed off the top with Lou Reed's album, The Blue Mask. One of my favorite Lou Reed albums. And that was actually his 11th studio album. And it's really great. It's kind of grim, but the playing is great. I love the band that plays on that album, The Blue Mask. So there you go. Title tracks in this episode of Tawny the Brave. That's what we're doing. And it's this set, we're going to hear from The Strokes and U2. Can you guess which one? You probably can. Or who knows. But first up, it's something that I kind of consider the centerpiece of, or maybe the genesis of this whole idea for a theme. Speaking of which, I didn't include any Genesis. I'll have to think about that a little more. But a friend recently let me know that he finally, after all these years, bought the Who album, Quadrophenia. Much to my surprise, he had only previously owned the soundtrack to the movie Quadrophenia. It's the same thing with The Who's Tommy. There's a proper Who album, and then there's a movie soundtrack. A lot of songs appear on both, but they're definitely not the same. And there's a lot of songs that are on The Who's album, Quadrophenia, that were not on the soundtrack album that are really great songs, such as the title track. And he commented on what a great song it is. The title track is actually instrumental, and it kind of touches on musical themes that appear elsewhere on the album. But as a piece, it's the whole band, The Who, playing on it, but there's a lot of synthesizer work going on, and it's practically classical in its composition. I've always adored the title track to Quadrophenia, and so we're going to listen to it together now. I'll dedicate this to Rod, and I hope you all enjoy this. This is The Who with Quadrophenia on Tawny the Brave. We'll be right back. That was The Strokes with the title track from their debut album, Is This It? Haven't listened to that in a fair while. Nice to hear again. That bass line is something else, I'll tell you. It's a great song. Great album. What can you say? U2 before that. Another really good one. Haven't listened to that in a while. The Unforgettable Fire was the title track from U2's fourth album. And you probably thought I was going to play October, didn't you? Well, they've got several to choose from, but I really like Unforgettable Fire. It's a great song. And there you go. And, of course, The Who off the top with Quadrophenia. So we got time for one more set because almost everything I have left is lengthy. Of course, David Bowie has loads of title tracks, and I wrestled about it for a very short time before deciding on one of his title tracks. But I might just stack them up next week because he's got a bunch of title tracks. And they're long. Most of them are pretty long. I think I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to make a stack of them next week and test your patience. Like I do. So, I'm going to hold back. We're not going to hear David Bowie this week. We're hearing three kind of long-ish songs. That's going to take us to just about 7:30. We're going to end things up with Violent Femmes. We're going to hear from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, the title track to their debut album, the first Bad Seeds album. And we're going to start things off with Dust Smiths. And this is just one of the best Smith songs. And they have a lot of great songs. Sometimes I feel like I want to dislike the Smiths because Morrissey is such a ponce, but really he's a great singer in his way. He's a great lyricist, and the Smiths have so many great songs, they just can't be denied. And this is one of the best. The title track to, what is this, their fourth album, I think, The Queen Is Dead by the Smiths. And these three tracks will take us to the end. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I'll likely do some more of this type of stuff next week. So I hope we'll be together then. Anyways, bye. Here's the Smiths. Take care.
Shocked into shame to discover how I'm the 18th pale descendant. should hear me play piano. We can go for a walk where it's quiet and dry and talk about precious things. But when you're tied to your mother's apron, no one talks about castration. We can go for a walk where it's quiet and dry and talk about precious things.
I start to cry. most melancholy sound I ever heard.
Is a fool, the spiritual man is mad, for the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred.
Everyone's trying.